Calligraphy Podcast, a place where you get to listen to spirit-filled messages and inspirational teachings that will shape and transform your life into the similitude of the divine God, designing a divine world through the eternal message of Christ and His Spirit. Right here on Calligraphy, sign in and get transformed.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Calligraphy Podcast. Thank you for listening to the first episode, the beginning, and I think this is the beginning part two. So we are just going to build up on what we just did last time. If you've not listened to the first one and this is your first episode you are listening to, please go back and listen to the first one, because we are just going to build up on what we started in the first episode. So please go back and listen to it if this is the first episode you are listening to. Thank you very much, and thank you to all those who listened. Thank you to all those who shared. We are grateful that you are doing a great job in propagating the message of God. Thank you for being part of those who are spreading the government of God upon the earth. We are grateful so much. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. We are grateful here. We are grateful. So let's pick up from where we started. Oh, before that, I want to give all reverence to G.S. Richard. He's the man behind the Calligraphy team. I should have given him that much respect in the first episode, but I was so much enthused. It's not like I'm not enthused for this one. You can hear it in my voice that I'm actually feeling very good about this one as well. But I think it is very much necessary for me to give him that much respect that he deserves, you see. So thank you very much, G.S. Richard, for bringing the team together to carry out the vision that God has actually placed upon your heart. May God bless you so much, and I pray that he gives you more ideas so that the earth will hear about your name. The earth will know that there was a man full of purpose that walked upon the earth called G.S. Richard. And then there must be a lot of impact as a result of your family passing through the earth, or your family living upon the earth. God bless you so much. Okay, let's jump right into the word of God. Okay, so last time we talked about cycles. So we understood that there are stages in a cycle, and those stages speak about a particular end, or there are stages in a cycle leading to a particular end. So if you talk about the life cycle of a mosquito, we look at it from the eggs, it moves to the pupa. It moves to the larva, then it moves to the pupa, then it moves to an adult. So the adult also releases eggs. Then it goes through the same process, and adults are being released. Eggs are also coming in. Then the whole process is being repeated. So we understood also that it is the spiritual that governs the physical. So if the spiritual governs the physical, then whatever is written in the spiritual concerning the physical is what is going to play out for the physical. So right now that we are in the physical, that is the earth, we have to be looking at what the spiritual is saying concerning the physical. So we understand that it is the higher that blesses the lower. So if we want to really understand anything that is going to happen upon the earth, we have to go back and look deeper into the higher. You get what I'm trying to establish. So in God's original idea concerning the earth, He created a pattern. God created a pattern leading to a particular end, or a particular message that is at the end of that particular pattern. And if you look at the pattern, then you have to understand how the end is going to be. We understood that a lot of people have so many problems with the beginning and with the end. But according to Isaiah 46 verse 10, when you consider what is at the beginning, then you know what is at the end, because the Bible says that God has declared the end from the beginning. So if you look at Genesis 1, which the Bible says in the beginning, you have to, when you read the whole chapter, you have to come to a fair idea of how the end is going to be. And this is what this episode is all about, or the first episode and this second episode, this is what it's all about. And I think subsequent ones are also going to hit on this same idea, and we are going to explain some of the things that we are going to establish in today's episode. So sit down, relax. You can even go and take a coffee, you can even go and take a drink. Just come and sit down with your Bible, or even if you're walking around, just feel good, because God is with you right now, and we are going to dive deeper into the word of God. Thank you very much for being here to listen to this. Okay, that was a short intro. Let's jump into the word of God. I think today we are going to hit on certain verses in the Bible. I'm just going to mention them so that you know what I'm going to read. They are just going to pertain to the first 7 days of creation. That's Genesis 1. We are going to consider verse 3. We are going to consider verse 6. That's the second day. And we are going to consider verse 11. That's the third day. Then we are going to consider verse 14. That is the fourth day. Then we are going to consider verse 20. That is the fifth day. Then we are going to consider verse 24. That is the sixth day. And we are going to look at the pattern. When we're in JHS, or even primary, in our RME, religious and moral education studies, they made us chew the creation story. God did this the first day, God did that the second day, the third day, God did this. In our exams, they'll be asking us such things. But one thing they failed to make us understand was that there were patterns to it. God actually dealt with patterns. So when we are looking at this, we are seeing that this, in the first episode, we established that God created a cycle, but we didn't tell you guys that there were stages in the cycle, or we didn't consider the stages in the cycle. That's what we are coming to look at today. And the stages in the cycle are leading to a particular message for the end of the world, and the end of the world. If you're going to consider what the end of the world is going to be like, then we must consider the cycle, because everything that was created for the earth passed through this cycle, and there was a message placed at the end of this cycle that carries a great importance for man to keep in mind, or a great important message. This great important message is something that we have to really keep in mind concerning the end. Now, we understood also that God created the light realm and placed man into the light realm, but as a result of man choosing something over God's set rule, man fell from the light realm and fell into darkness. Now, there was life in the light realm. We understood that by the first episode. And if we understand that there was life in the light realm, and God actually separated the life or the light from the darkness, then it means that death came as a result of man falling from the light realm into darkness, because death dwelt in darkness and life dwelt in light. So if man fell from a point where they were in life to a point of death, then a point of darkness, then we understand that it was as a result of man's doing that death came upon the earth, not God's doing. So we are going to consider this particular cycle and look at every single thing that we are going to look at, the pattern that God created and the message that that pattern carries. Okay, I think I've said a lot, so let's just jump into the scriptures. Genesis 1 verse 3, he said that, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So now, on the first day, the first thing that God dealt with was light. So keep that in mind. Let us move to the second day. That is verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the expanse of the sky, in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters above, the waters below from the waters above. So we understand that on the first day, God dealt with light. On the second day, God dealt with water. Now, on the third day, let's see what God did. Verse 11. And God said, let the earth put forth tender vegetation. So you see that the third day, God dealt with the earth. So, first day, God dealt with light. Second day, God dealt with water. Then the third day, God dealt with the earth. Now, let's move to the fourth day and let's see what God did. That's verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. So now, you consider the first day of creation, God dealt with light. And the fourth day, he's dealing with light again. Okay, so now let's go to the next day. That is the fifth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. So that's verse 20. And we see that on the fifth day, God dealt with waters. And in the second day, he dealt with waters. Now, the sixth day, that was quite the end of the creation story before God rested on the seventh day. So the sixth day, this is what God did. He said, the Bible says in verse 24 that God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind. So we understand that also man was brought out of the dust. That is on the sixth day. So God dealt with the earth on the sixth day. On the third day of creation, God also dealt with the earth. So on the third day and on the sixth day, God dealt with the earth. So you understand that there was a pattern of light, water, and earth. Light, water, and earth. So if we consider science which teaches us that there are stages in a cycle. There are stages in a cycle, and those stages are absolute. For anything to go through, for anything to come to the end of that cycle, It must go to the first stage, go to the second stage, go to the third stage, up to the last stage before it comes to the end of the cycle. And this is the same pattern that God is giving us. So what are the stages of God's cycle for the earth? Light, water, and earth. So we see in the first cycle, God, the first 3 days is the first cycle. God dealt with light, water, earth. And in the second cycle, that is the next 3 days, that's the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, and the sixth day. Forget about the third day, I made a mistake over there. So the fourth day, the fifth day, and the sixth day, God actually dealt with light, water, and earth again. So God made stages, light, water, and earth in his cycle for the earth. But this cycle is leading to a particular message at the end. Now there were 7 days. There were 7 days of creation. That is 3 plus 4. Now 3 means completeness. If you study about biblical numerology, 3 means completeness, and 4 is the number of man. 3 also is the number of God, and 4 is the number of man. So what does 3 and 4 mean? The 7 days of creation means that God working perfectly upon the earth, or God going through a cycle of perfection to bring a message of perfection at the end. So God was going through this whole process to bring a message of perfection at the end. He went through two cycles, light, water, and earth, to bring a message of perfection. You get what I mean? That's what God was doing. So we see that in the first cycle, God dealt with light, water, and earth. Now, I said 3 means completeness. So first 3 stages, God made a complete cycle. So that was one full cycle. But remember, the end is determined from the beginning. So we did that ideology in the last episode. If you haven't listened to it, please go and listen to it. So it means that when God ended that, he started a whole cycle again. And in that cycle, we see the next 3 days, he dealt with the light, water, and earth. And what he was doing was that he went through 2 cycles of perfection to bring a message at the end. And what is the message at the end? And this is what the Bible tells us at the end of creation. The Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 1 to 2, this is what the Bible says. Thus the heavens and earth were finished. What was God saying? There was a complete cycle of the heaven and the earth. Now, and This is what the scripture is in saying, okay? Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. So God created everything that the heavens and the earth needed, but he didn't determine the end from that side. There was a message at the end that he wanted to bring, and that was the reason why he brought a seventh day. Now, the seventh day, if you look at the cycle actually, in a cycle, there must be 3 more days. But God had actually gone through 2 perfection cycles. So there was no need for him to go through 3 more days to bring the message. So he decided to bring an end to everything. And that end is going to determine the end of that particular cycle. The end of the second cycle is going to determine how the end of the earth was going to be like for those who are brought into the light realm again as a result of Christ Jesus. Okay, so let's read Genesis 2 verse 1 to 2. So, thus the heavens and earth were finished, or the heavens and earth were completed. The heavens and earth were perfected. You see, in creation story, you see that after God finishes every cycle, there is a statement. And God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good, and he approved it. It was fitting, it was pleasant. So God went through a cycle of perfection. He went through a cycle of pleasantness. He saw that everything was pleasant, and he decided to place a message at the end. And this is the message that he placed at the end. And on the seventh day, 7 means perfection. 7 means God working upon the earth. God working with man upon the earth. Or God carrying out an assignment upon the earth. So if God is carrying out an assignment upon the earth, that assignment is placed at the end of the cycle. So this is what the scripture says. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. What was his work? The work of perfection. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So God actually rested. So what was the message that God was bringing to the earth? He said at the end of every cycle, there is a point of rest. So the earth is progressing towards rest in God. The earth is progressing towards resting God. We've heard a lot of stuff concerning the end. We've heard that the end is going to be so much crazy. We've heard that there is going to be destruction, there is going to be fire all upon the earth. We've heard that there are going to be beasts that are going to be released, beasts with 10 horns, the horse and the rider, the trumpet, the 7 trumpets. We've heard all those things. But the scripture, if you study scripture, it is not relating to this age. It was relating to a particular age that has already passed. So the end, you see, I'll speak about this. Actually, the Bible talks about three worlds, and if you read about the end that is in the Bible, it is actually relating to the second world. But the end that God established in the beginning is relating to the third world. That is the world of the church. We'll go into that in the next episode. The third world is the world of the church, and the world of the church is endless according to scripture. If you read Ephesians 3:21, you understand that the world of the church is endless. We've come to a point in the church, or the world of the church is endless. There is no end to the world in the church. If there is an end to the world in the church, then that end was what was established in Genesis 1. That end is what we call rest. Let us read Hebrews 4:9-10. It says, "So then, there is still awaiting a full and complete Sabbath rest reserved for the true people of God. For he who once entered God's rest has also ceased from all human labors, just as God rested from those labors peculiar to his own." You see, Paul is here telling the people that there is still a full rest waiting for the true people of God. Now, the true people of God is what is established in the world of the church. So, well, now that we've come into the world of the church, what is God telling us? There is an end of rest for us, not an end of distraction. So, the end is glorious. Don't fret about the end. Don't worry about the end, because you're not going to go through a perilous time at the end. No, it's not going to be perilous for you. The end is going to be full of glory for you. You have to rest in the finished work of Christ Jesus. This is the end for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the true people of God, we have ceased from all labors. We have ceased from all human pains. This is what actually the Amplified Version says. For he who once entered God's rest has also ceased from weariness and pain. So you shouldn't worry. Once you've entered it, Jesus Christ has actually brought you back to the light realm, and in the light realm, the end is rest. So the earth, or the things in the earth, are progressing towards that end, that is rest, or we've been brought into that end, that is rest. So we are free. According to scripture, we are free from the weariness and pain of human labor. We are free from weariness and pain. We are free from distraction. Our own is not distraction. So when you listen to messages concerning the end, and they are making it as if there is going to be a beast that will come, and then you watch movies, and in the movies, you are supposed to pay for your own salvation by your blood. How? No. So are they trying to condemn the blood of Jesus? Are they trying to say that the blood of Jesus is not enough? The work of the blood is not enough. How can you pay with your blood? If the blood of Jesus is not able to save you from destruction, then how can your blood save you from destruction? You get what I mean, right? Your blood cannot save you from destruction. Sometimes we have to think about this logically. If you think about this logically, you understand that some of the things that they are telling us, they are foolish. They are very much foolish, because they are telling us that the devil is going to be released upon the earth to reign for a particular time. And in those times, there is going to be something called left behind. So there is going to be a rapture where two people will go into the heavens. I'll explain the concept of rapture. The concept of rapture doesn't even tell us that people will be carried into the heavens. We are remaining upon the earth. That's the concept of rapture. We'll study that in this episode. So relax. So if there is going to be a left behind, so imagine God has saved people, and then so the idea is that God is so much wicked that some people will be taken into heaven, that some of his people will be taken into heaven, and some of his people will be left upon the earth to go through a time of destruction. And when they go through the time of destruction, the devil is going to come, or the agents of the devil, or Antichrist. Even Antichrist is not a thing that we should be afraid of. Antichrist has been there since the days of Babylon. So relax. We'll study that. Antichrist has been there since the days of Babylon. So we'll go into all those. So he said there's going to be the release of Antichrist, and then the Antichrist will come. Then they'll come and ask you a question: Will you receive the mark of the beast, or will you go? Will you die? Then God will. And then this is what they tell us. So if they cut one part of your arm, We've been seeing chainsaw in the movies, Nigerian movies. So if they cut one of your arm, then as a result of they cutting one of your arms and the blood spilling, then you are saved from destruction. So when they kill you and your blood has spilled, then that blood will save you. If our blood was so powerful to save us, then Jesus didn't need to come. What is the Bible saying about the end for the true people of God? Rest in God. Rest in the glory of God. Rest in the finished work of God. Rest in God's perfect work. That's why God went through two cycles of perfection for us to come to a point of rest. That's the end for those who are the true people of God. The true people of God have been brought into a place of rest. And what is the end talking about? Rest in God's unending love. Rest in God's unending work of perfection. So relax. Don't fret about the end. The end is glorious. Relax. 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 And you have to continue following this podcast because we are going to deal with so many things that they've told us that are not actually right about the end. We'll battle all of them. We'll cast down those imaginations with the word of God because that's what scripture is for. We have to explain scripture with scripture. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 6 to 7 that we have to explain the Bible in the volume of the book, the volume of the Bible. So we have to consider every single thing in the Bible. We must not pick just some parts and then make it like that's what the scripture is saying. No, we have to consider everything. We are going to even go into Matthew 24 because Matthew 24 is not a scripture or a chapter for us, but they've been using it to explain most of the things concerning the end. Some of the things over there are relating to those who are in the true rest of God or the true people of God, that is we, those who are in this world right now. But most of the things over there are not even relating to us. There was an end for the second world, and that is what they are using to bring into this particular world. We are going to deal with all those, so relax and pay attention to these episodes. You have to follow, share with your people, because it's high time the world actually understands that in God there is rest. In God there is freedom from labor, and this is one thing that we have to hit on as Christians. So please share the episodes, listen to the podcast, because this is the main reason why we did this, so that we'll cast down so many imaginations concerning the end. We'll cast down so many things, so many wrongful ideas that have been brought to us concerning the end. So please follow. Thank you for listening to today's episodes. We love you so much. Peace out.